ahead to that big final, which is coming up this Sunday. There will, of course, be full live match commentary here on Highland. We'll have the build-up from just before 3:30 and the full match live from 4. And on the Highland team this weekend, Martin McHugh, Brendan Kilcoyne, and Brendan Devaney will be on live reaction as well. And Martin joins us now on the programme. Martin, a very good evening.
Evening, Oisin.
And Ryan staying with us as well to talk, looking forward to this big final. So, Martin, you know what it's like as a manager. You know what it's like as a player to be preparing for a county final. Is there much pressure just a number of days out now before the battle starts for a Dr. Maguire Cup?
I suppose that considering the two teams is in it, they're very experienced. They've been there before, so you'd expect it's just another game for them from their point of view. But if you've a young team in a final, definitely it's different. Your build-up has to be different. You're trying to relax them. And there's just different things when you go into a final. A final takes on a world of its own in a way. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in finals. You know, we look at it from the point of view of picking up injuries, red cards and everything else. We've seen that last year in the final as well. Anything can change a final. And I think that, you know, players have to be ready for everything. And I suppose the other thing, any team that has a very, very good semi-final and a big one in a semi-final, is always hard to sometimes take them back down to earth. But if you consider, I suppose, the Neve Connell team, they're very experienced in that and well used to that. It'd be more of a worry that situation if you had a younger team. And I'm really looking forward to this final, Oisin. I think they're definitely the two best teams this year in the county, and a lot of experience on both sides. And I know a lot of people are completely maybe writing Gidor off. I wouldn't completely write them off. I think I'd give them a good fighting chance in the final.
Would you write Gidor off, Ryan?
No, I wouldn't write them off either now, to be honest. But, you know, they're clearly underdogs and very happy to accept that tag, Oisin. You know, even going back to the press night last week, you know, very quick to hype up Neve Connell at every opportunity. You know, and there's always a bit more crack when Gidor going well, Oisin. You know, they bring a wee bit of swagger and character to it, you know. I think they'd fancy their chances coming into this game. You know, they know they've good players. You know, a lot of them have played county underage. A lot of them were part of that under 21 successful team at the start of the season. So, you know, they'll be looking at this as a good chance.
Do they have the players to upset the way Neve Connell play their system and play as a unit?
Well, they've a lot of players, Oisin. That's the one thing I would say when you go through it. You know, I think an interesting one is whether Gavin McBride starts this week. You know, because Gavin started the semi-final and went off injured.
Is he fit, is he?
You know, he's a big, powerful man in the forward line. If you have him, Eamon McGee, and Ethan Harkin, you know, if they're all playing, does that affect Neve Connell's matchups and things? You know, who's going to pick up Oran McNeilis, Darrow Boyle? You know, if those players can make an impression on it, you know. Now, the big thing Gidor have had this year is they've been scoring goals, but scoring goals against Neve Connell is a lot more difficult.
Yeah. Martin, obviously Kilcare lost out at the quarter-final stage to Neve Connell. They scored 2 goals and 7 points against you on that occasion. You, of course, were involved with games against them previously as well. Why do you think they're so good, Martin? Like, this is a 7th final in a row, which is a phenomenal achievement, and they're going for a 5th in that period as well. What makes these guys so good?
It's the longevity of the older players. You have to give them a lot of credit. The easiest thing sometimes is retiring them against, but they're staying there and they're still at it, and they're, you know, even getting better. We see a better Liam McLoone this year than we saw maybe last year, and just the way they're able to get themselves to, you know, the level they have and the play with the system, and they're very much together bunch of players. You can see the whole system they do, and they'll not move away from that. That's the system they have. And I mean, if we analyse the semi-final and we're talking about the two teams, like Gidor scored, 116 in their semi-final, where Neve Connell got 11 points, and Neve Connell had only one wide in that game. We were doing that game, Oisin. They'd only one wide in the whole match. Like, how many teams do just have one wide in the whole match? And the other thing is, you know, we look at Eunice at 10 wides. So when you look at it like that there, you say to yourself, well, if Eunice even, you know, to get them 2 fisted points, that, you know, easy things like that there, you know, it could have been a different game. So that's why you have to think that you have to give Gidor a chance here. If you go in the two semi-finals, I know everybody's saying, you know, there's one big semi-final was the Unions Neve Conlon game and everything else. But I just think if, you know, people analysing or looking at it, you have to say that from that point of view, and know the players that Ryan was mentioning there, I think the big one is, you know, from both sides is Kieran Thompson's a massive player for Neve Conlon, having a big, big game in the middle of the field. And teams have tried to tag him and mark him in that area, and they're finding it very difficult. And I think Owen McNeil is the other player. So who picks up either of them players is going to be a big battle in the game, you know, especially if we look at it from Gidor's point of view. Donald McGillibrige is having a good year this year, and he looks like, you know, a county player in the future, definitely. And will he be the man to pick up Kieran Thompson? I think, you know, you have to. He's such a player for Neve Conlon, Kieran Thompson. We look at him every day, and then you analyse, and I was just looking at scoring the semi-final, got 11 points. He gets 3 of the 11 points. They kick the long-range points, which they're very good at. Anthony Thompson comes up, shows leader with 2 great points. The players that you'd maybe sometimes, you know, different players get the score for them, as you were saying the last day. Going into the game the last day, was it John O'Malley was the highest scorer with 110. Other teams have one or two big scorers. They don't really have that. And that's why the scores could come from different places and everything else with them. And, you know, they just seem to know what to do, when to give the kick out, you know, when to attack the kick out and everything else. And that's great coaching, great credit, great stats people behind the scene and everything else. And, you know, they have to go down as being the greatest club team that we've ever seen in this county. And, you know, I'll say they've no mind of going away anywhere yet. But I'm really looking forward to it, as I said early on. You know, Gidor with the two McGees, very experienced players. You know, you've Ethan Harkin to get the scores. You know, even Neil McGee got up the last day and scored a point, and Eamon can control the game at a certain age. Now, it's going to be difficult in there because there'll be a lot of bodies in there. They have a lot of players from the under-21 squad as well coming through. So, you know, Gidor love to be underdogs going into matches. They love to be written off and everything else. And as Ryan said, they'll have a swagger with them. So hopefully we have a good game, which will be very important from the county point of view, Oisín.
Yeah, but don't rule out a replay. Just to let the listeners know, there was, of course, the trilogy situation in 2019. If it's level at the end of the game on Sunday, there will be a replay. And the following week, if it's level after the 60 minutes, there'll be extra time and penalties if required. That is the format that the final will take on. So if it is level, there will be a replay. We had that trilogy, Ryan. How do you think that's sitting at the minute with Gidor? Because Gidor actually haven't beaten Neve Conlon in the championship since they won the Ulster in 2018. Since then, 19 and last year, I think the year before as well, they lost on those occasions to Gidor. So can they dig into what happened in 19 in that final hurt now that they're back in a final again for the first time?
Possibly, Oisín, but I think this is a new Gidor team, to be fair. Like, you know, there's not many changes, and I put this to Martin Regan at the press night. You know, Owen McGettigan and Kieran Gallagher are the only ones out from that starting team. Gidor have lost a lot of years. You know, Oran McFadden Ferry, Cian Mulligan, Eamon Collum, Nisho Boyle, you know, very, very important players. But they've new lads in there, and, you know, it's Ronan McNeilis's first year, and he's put his own stamp on things. Like I remember going down to the first Gaeltacht game this season against Kilcare and being shocked at how there was only one under 21 player in the starting team that day. And
because they're on the reserves.
No, but they really had to earn their stripes with Ronan McNeilis and Francie Freed this year. Like, there was nobody going to be just handed a jersey, you know. And so they've come in and they've worked hard. Like, you know, a lot has changed in those 4 years. A lot happened in those 2 weeks. You know, like, I was just going through it. You know, it wasn't the most riveting football of all time, but it was
a crazy period of football.
It was compelling stuff, and yeah, you couldn't rule out a replay. Like, you know, if you would imagine for Gidor, they're going to want to have it tight. They're going to want to try and make sure it comes down the home straight. And, you know, we don't know about the likes of Micheál Carroll, where he's at. You know, have Gidor got a couple of men to come on in the last 15-20 minutes? They won't want to be chasing the match either, because, you know, Neve Conlon, if you're 2 points behind Neve Conlon, you may as well be 5 points behind them. It's just so hard to claw it back.
Yeah, and it's a big day for Gidor because they've got two teams in the finals. The reserves, who are littered with the under-21s that won that title, are taking on a Rua Ballyshannon. So it's a massive day for the green and white. Okay, Ryan, then, just call it. How's it going to go in your mind? What are you thinking?
I think Niamh Connell will win in a fairly low scoring affair.
Right, okay. You're going to give us a prediction on the score?
I'll go 11-8.
11-8, okay. Martin McHugh, are you any? What's your prediction? You're laughing in the background there, so you are.
We had no goal in the semi-final between Niamh Connell and St. Junior's. I was looking at it now either. But I think the thing I'd say is that from a Ghidorah point of view, they need to get ahead and press on when they are ahead. You know, that's what they need to do. I think the mistake we'll see that St. Junior's made the game down in Glenties was they didn't press on after half time. They nearly went back into themselves and, you know, held on to what they had and allowed Niamh Connell to come on them. I think Ghidorah need to try to get ahead from their point of view and press on and make Niamh Connell open up and come at them and try to get them away from the way they play and do that. But you need to get further ahead because, as Ryan said, if Niamh Connell a couple of points ahead, it's the same. They'll run it down. People used to say that about Donegal way back. If they got a couple of points ahead, it was very good. We look at this Niamh Connell team, the experience they have and everything else. And, you know, suppose kickouts and everything else would be very important in the game. Players coming off the bench and the player like Michael Carroll that Ryan's mentioned, I saw him at 19 and I was very excited about him as a player. I'd love to see him getting back to that level he was at that time because he's got a lot of quality about him. But you just have to think that, you know, that it'll probably end up going down to the wire and Niamh Connell will get over the line. But as I said, I'm not going to say, I just think that if Ghidorah can get a good start and get right into it, you know, and I always go back to the stat that in the game against St. Junior's had 10 wides and they didn't play, everybody saying how poor St. Junior's were in that match, and they had 10 wides to Niamh Connell's one. So I think that gives Ghidorah a good shout. But I'll just say, as usual, we'll all go for Niamh Connell because she's hard, very hard to bet against Niamh Connell.
Yeah, okay. Listen, Martin, thanks for joining us this evening.
No problem, Martin. Good to talk to you. Take care.
We'll chat to you on Sunday. Martin McHugh, of course, will be on at CoCom for that Niamh Connell Ghidorah match. Starts at 4 o'clock. We'll have the build-up. Brendan Kilcoyne's going to join us as well, and Brendan Devaney, as from around 3:30.